You are listening to Sci-Fi Party Line. This show may contain spoilers and strong language. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Sci-Fi Party Line. And guess who I have back again? That's Will.
Hello.
That's all you
thought you got away, did you? Thought you escaped. No, no, no. It's I again. So how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good, busy, but, you know, good. A little depressed about the latest BSG, but we'll get into that. How you been?
I've been okay. I've been good. I'm working hard on the Star Wars movie, and I got a job. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, I know.
I got a job, that's going well. So I'll be doing some work. Yeah, some work at home. Yeah. Hey, I got work to do. Yay! Oh, damn, I got work to do.
Hey, work is work. But
exactly. Work is good. Work is always good.
Yeah, especially these days. Yeah. So let's go ahead and talk about Battlestar Galactica, the latest episode. What is it called? Deadlock. And this is where Ellen Tai goes to the Galactica with Boomer and reunites with the crew for the first time since she was resurrected.
Right.
Now, the previous episode, she seemed sort of noble. You know, we thought she was wise and, you know, Mother Cylon Earth or whatever you wanted to call her, you know.
Right.
I had a respect for the character. But then this episode came along and it threw it all down the toilet.
Yeah, it was very... It was very bad. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, I love the show. I love everything they do. But my God, why pick up this to bitch and moan about it? It was so. Oh, what's he doing and what's she doing and all the soap opera bits.
Yes.
with none of the plot advancing.
Yes.
It was so stupid. I think
it was boring. It was boring.
I know. And
I expected her to like come back with some sage advice. Instead, she's fracking Ty. She's making people miscarriage. Yeah, like
a manipulative bitch.
You've just re-downloaded. You just learned, you know, about your whole history and all this stuff. And then all of a sudden you go back to Galactica and you revert to some stupid, I don't know what.
No, I didn't like her. Yeah, well, originally when she came on the ship, the whole idea of, you know, her as the MacGuffin, the stir up the whole problem was that, you know, she came in and she, you know, was gravitating to everybody and was trying to frack everybody and was all over, you know, everyone, and, you know, treated, you know, Ty like a jerk. It just was so pointless to do that. And the problem with that in this episode was, again, listening to Ron Moore on his podcast, he was talking about the fact that this was Jayne Esperon's story. She, you know, put the story together. She wrote the screenplay. Jayne Esperon.
Who was that?
Late of Buffy, Buffy Angel. She worked for
another
series. But,
well, she did a bad job.
Yeah, and the worst part is she's becoming the showrunner for Caprica. She'll be in charge of Caprica.
Yep.
And
hell no.
Yeah, well, yeah.
They're not going to have robots. They're not going to have ships. They're not going to have aliens. It's just
science fiction.
They're
not going to have science fiction.
Yeah, it's just going to be a soap opera. And I don't want that.
Yeah.
I say no to Caprica.
No, I don't. I think you're probably... I'm going to look at it. I'm going to hope to see it as a good show. But no. I mean, yeah, it's like, yes, we know the Battlestar Galactica is dying. Thank you. Yes, okay, good.
I would rather watch Knight Rider. I would rather rewatch Bionic.
No. Knight Rider is not good for people. Never, ever, ever. Never, ever, ever. But no, it was just, it was, in my opinion, it's the worst episode, certainly of the season, certainly of the last six.
I mean, it wasn't, I mean, because D committing suicide, yes, that was depressing and shocking, but you got information, and it just didn't totally undo what happened in the last episode. I mean, because you could see how, you know, somebody could get so depressed that they kill themselves, but, you know, Ellen Ty was, you have the pettiest of emotions. You have the pettiest of emotions, jealousy. And then she turned right around and get jealous of Six. I don't get it. It makes me mad. Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Especially, you know, people working with the information they had at the time. It was just bad. I mean, okay, yeah, there was some pretty good stuff about Baltar, the return of Head Six. Yes.
Return of Head Six. Okay, I have a question. Do you think that Head Six, like in line with your theory that you gave me with Head Six, the
being
theory that,
the son of the Cylon.
Yeah. So if Caprica Six was pregnant and that somehow turned off Head Six, her losing the baby, do you think that turned back on Head Six, and that is the reason that Head Six returned, and then Sam started getting brain activity, and then Starbuck started hearing the piano?
That's very interesting. I do think I think that works. I think that that actually works. I mean, there was also Rosalind and Six. Caprica Six were she was talking about the fact that they'd lost that common dream that they had.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's part. That might be part of it too. It might be this entity Daniel number seven going around to different people and different entities and different spiritualities and stuff. And like now he's waking up Anders, and you know, and then he was keeping the. It's not love, but it's his influence or his curiosity. You know, he's looking.
Or he's the God. What they mean, you know, when they say the one God is watching over you and you pray.
Yeah, that I know some. Okay, I got some stuff I know which I can't reveal.
We'll leave. But that alone.
It does fit what that was that I was thinking. What we were thinking about.
Okay.
So that would definitely work in that context. I'm sorry, I was told in confidence I can't reveal it. I'm sorry.
Good. Ooh.
That works. That works on several levels. Sweet. So on the level that isn't in the show anymore, yes, that works really well.
I am excited about Starbuck hearing the piano because she heard it in the bar, which is the same as the other Cylons. And
where'd you get the piano?
Yeah, and it's a bit like we don't have a damn piano, woman. What the hell are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Yeah. So,
but I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I also like it's if you had to influence people and you didn't and you. Couldn't visualize something in their you don't want to visualize something in their head because it would freak them out. Yeah. What's a good way to do that? Music. I like that. It's a creative way to do it. Creative. See what I'm saying? This is actually working
lame.
better.
Just
I'm sorry?
I don't know. Maybe it's lame. Why don't they just talk to them or communicate? I don't know. Maybe music is fine.
Well, I think part of it is that, I mean, it's, you know, voice in your head. You don't want to freak yourself out with the voice in your head. You do not want the voice in your head coming up with answers. Suggestions maybe, but not answers.
I don't know. Maybe it'd be helpful. Who knows? I don't know. This episode, I don't know. It was crap. I did not appreciate
I didn't like it.
It seemed like too lackluster for it being like the final six episodes left. Or
that's
five
the
episodes
thing, yeah.
Like,
well,
yeah.
It's like the episode in the last season, what became the last season of Atlantis. They had the flashback episode that everybody's like, well, why did they have a flashback episode? It's like, well, it was already planned in the series. They had to make it, you know. And then they found out it was the last season after. So they burned one, but, you know, that's the reason why.
Well, can I
talk for a second about NBC Universal and what fracking idiots they are?
Oh, are you talking about them not – what are you talking about?
I'm talking about them not running the new episode of Battlestar Galactica until it's a week old. Not 7 days old. No, it's 8 days old.
8 days. So Hulu decided that in the last...
I have to say, I don't think it's Hulu. I really don't think it's Hulu. It's the copyright holder. It's NBC Universal.
Yeah, but why now? Why now?
Because they're jerks. They're stupid jerk people. That's what they are.
You can buy it on iTunes. You can still buy it on iTunes.
Hey, you can buy it on iTunes and spend money for it. And
it's $3 up a dollar. Well, it's not cheaper, but you could get $3 it free.
High resolution now because it's higher resolution. So they pulled two things which I think were so asinine. One was that. One was the whole, okay, you can't watch until 8 episodes later.
8 days later.
Because there's no reason, you just can't, which I don't understand. And the other thing, which I absolutely detest, is they've gone again and they've split up the last episode. Last episode is 3 hours long, right? So you're, oh, great, it's going to take a whole Friday. No,
it's going to be one and then two on.
One episode and then a two-parter. And I'm or not two-parter, but the second part is 2 hours long. I'm like going,
you know what? I don't care about that. You don't know, because 3 hours of Battlestar Galactica, you'll get tired.
I have to say, DVRs and recordings. We can deal with the length of the show. This is my point.
Okay.
They said the fourth season was the last season. Mm. Yay. Then last year they said, oh, it's going to come out this year and then next year. It's like, no. Say you want to run a fourth season that will be 16 episodes, or what was it? I can't remember. You know, it was 10 and 10, right? Mm. For 20 episodes. Okay, you want 20 episodes for season 3 and 20 episodes for season 4. They also don't sell them. When they sell them in the episode packs, they're not full season packs. They're part A and part B. Yeah. And they charge you $60 for part A and part B, which is – it's ridiculous. And the only reason they do it is to make money. There's no other reason to do it except that they can make money doing it.
It doesn't hurt me because I'm not going to buy them anyway. So
yeah, no, I don't buy them either. I mean, I like the show a lot, and I guess a lot of the episodes are recut and
I'm not spending money on that torture. I'm sorry.
No, I'm not either. And I gotta say, the whole thing with Hulu, which really upsets me personally, was I'll say it. I torrent because I don't have sci-fi currently. I don't have cable.
We don't currently do that on the show. Yeah.
We do. I'm sorry.
I don't.
I was like, hey, well, Hulu. Yeah, I can watch it on Hulu. This is good. I watch it for a couple of episodes. I'm like, yeah, this is good. Here I am. I'm back in the fold. I'm great because that's where I want to be, and it's good to be with the people. What?
No,
a week?
No,
what?
Hulu.
What? Eight no, days? Not eight, seven days.
Eight entire days.
It makes no sense. It makes no sense. There's no reason to do it. And it's like, that'll get me to go to iTunes. And no, it didn't.
It's a lot of assholery. Yeah.
It is amazing assholery. Yeah.
Okay, well, enough of ranting on that. That could go on forever.
Okay.
So I just want to talk to you about the new show, Dollhouse.
I talked about
Dollhouse with Joe last episode, but I wanted a male perspective.
I didn't get to hear that, but yeah, I'm listening to the episode, but I didn't get to hear it before.
Well, good. We'll be fresh. At least you will be.
That's good. Yeah. I may repeat things. Is what I'm saying.
Nah, whatever. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I do. I like the. So far, I'm liking the show.
Really.
Yeah, I liked the show. I didn't like the second episode as much as the first episode.
Okay.
Amazingly enough. Well, I think it comes down to the fact that in the first episode, it's like, it's, you know, it's an info dump.
True.
You know, what's his name? Hilo. I can't think of his name. Timon,
oh,
is that?
I was like, what?
His first name?
We're not
Timon?
What's
his first
name? Who knows? Yeah, I don't know. The dude that the Hilo guy. We'll refer to him.
Right, the Hilo guy. The guy from Battlestar Galactica. The guy who only walks around, hates people. People make fun of him, and he pushes people in the walls. That's about what he does.
Yeah.
That's all that he does. And he's a badass. And I'm like, okay, I guess that makes sense to me. But it's like, why, you know, what's
just the cop. He's a cop, and he wants to know about dog
But he's such a cop. Oh, he's a cop, you know? I didn't like his character. I did, you know, this is a concept. So
like
far.
Him. He's a dick. I kind of
like
him.
I like the handler. I'm trying to quickly call up a list of these people's names, so I'll be able to use their names. Elias is about the only one that I know.
Yeah, he was on Matrix and some other stuff. Zenny or
is he on the Matrix?
Yeah, he was in like Matrix 2 and 3, the bad ones. As Commander Locke. He was Commander Locke.
Was he?
Yeah.
Okay. Henry Lennox is his name.
Yes, Lennox.
His name is Boyd. Boyd Langton.
Yeah.
And, Timon, which I assume it's Timon Pennick. Pennick?
Yeah, like, what name? What type of name
Pennick?
Is he Canadian?
Yeah, I don't know if he's Canadian. He's from Canada, but I don't know if that's a Canadian name exactly.
Okay.
It's hard to tell because, you know, North America, they're all
yeah.
different names.
Yeah.
It's interesting because they have these different names. You know, Eliza is, you know, Eliza Dushku is a pretty unique name. And then you've got the, Deshaun Lachman is Sierra. So it's like.
They also have,
Evnor Jovaka is Lubbock. He's the crook that he's been leaning on. He said he was from Sarajevo. Sarajevo.
Okay, enough Sorry. With that, cause we're butchering that. But you know what I don't really like about this show, so I like it, and I think it's better than a lot of shows, but I like that there's a cop in there researching what's going on, because to me, what they're doing in the dollhouse is a bit wrong to me. It seems like there's some abuse going on. And, I mean, one person can only have their memory wiped and re-downloaded so long before something starts to break down in their brain. And so I think that's going to be a problem, but I think also they're not going to be able to deal with that problem or arrest anybody with that problem because these people agree to it, you know?
Right, yeah. Yeah, it's – well, then in the first episode, there's the little piece of it, and it's like, oh, maybe they didn't all agree to it. You know what I mean? They said, sure, let's do it, but they didn't really agree to it. And, yeah, I liked bits of it. I really like bits of it. And this was the whole thing I was trying to allude to last week with the thing with from Battlestar with John hating the fact that he had these limitations placed on him.
Mm-hmm.
And there was the episode where, you know, she's running around, she's got the glasses on, and the guy goes, "What? Why do you have her wear the glasses? That's so stupid." He says, "No, she's nearsighted." It's like, what, you can give her nearsightedness? And he explains, yes, I can. And she's nearsighted as part of her persona. It's what, in her existence, she had to overcome to be who she was. And I like
Dude,
that.
Being nearsighted and having asthma is not that much of a... I mean, it's hard, trust me, but
Well, it
it's
was
not that much of a friggin' handicap, let me tell you. The actual handicap
that she had to deal with was her being attacked and her it was mental. But the idea of these are the trappings, these are what you can see of what these people have to overcome, when in reality they actually have to overcome much more of their personalities. And that was in the episode. I mean, that's Joss from the get-go. He doesn't write what he doesn't say what he's writing. He's not writing exactly to what he's trying to do. You know, he's there and he's saying this at the surface level, and then there's a little bit underneath it, but then usually 180 degrees out of it, there's something else that's going on, you know, even, you know, as a bit of the story that is, you know, it's more developed, it's more visceral, it's more there, if you know what I mean. But yeah, but and that's why I like Joss as a writer. That's why he's that good.
I wish it was funnier, because it seems like a dark show, and you know, in these troubled times, I want a good funny show of escapism.
Everyone drinks without alcohol should not drink.
What you saying?
Everyone with alcohol should not drink, because we've said the magic word.
Yeah,
no. So check your drinking names for
this. But yeah, buzz out loud. We don't have to drink when I say that.
But in these troubled times, drink. No.
Interesting, because the guy totally freaked out. They had this real nice event.
He did recognize him, right?
Huh?
He's the guy.
He's from middleman or something.
Yeah, he's a middleman. Completely different guy. He's a very good actor. He's very good. I don't remember his name, and I can't find it here.
Don't worry about it. It's not important right now.
I'm just looking at the website.
The thing that really got me that I liked about this episode is that the traumatic incident with him actually left some sort of imprint on her. Because somebody was talking to her and she did that fist to the chest thing, whatever.
Right. I think that was something to do with the liquid she ingested. I think.
The poison, yeah. It's affecting her and blah, blah.
Right, exactly. I did like that. See, my thought is now I'm thinking that he might have been an active. He might have had his brain wiped.
Oh yeah, because there was some weirdness about them not really knowing who he was. The identity
doesn't exist. He doesn't exist.
Yeah. That is weird.
So yeah, so I think that might be interesting. It's this whole alpha concept.
I could possibly be excited about that, to see what's going on. Because at first I thought it was the Henry Lennox character, and they wiped him and doing some... Seriously, what was that?
I'm sorry, something happened there. I don't know what that was exactly. I'm sorry. I wish you apologize.
Is that a furniture commercial? What the hell, dude?
Well, I was trying to find Matt Kessler's name. His name is Matt Kessler.
For crying out loud, man.
I'm sorry.
What I was saying was that
Matt did a good job in the episode, and I want to just, you know, use his name other than, hey, that's a middleman guy.
Whatever, doesn't matter. You should be prepared.
I should have, yes.
Me, I don't really care. He's the middleman guy who was a psycho on Dollhouse. That guy.
Psycho middleman guy.
Yeah. So, other than that, I mean, where do you think this show is going? Because it's in trouble. You know, people are talking about cancellation already, and there's some articles about it being canceled that I didn't bother to read, because if it's going to get canceled, then I don't care.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like they set him up with Serenity, or Firefly. And it's like, you know, they set him up, knocked him over, and just, and pull the chair out from under him. And it's kind of like, okay, well, we did that.
Right. This one seems like...
And then
like...
they give another one. They give him another series. And it's like, dude, don't you expect this to happen?
He must be on some sort of weird contract.
I'm not sure, but I think it was a contract to develop for Eliza. But she had a contract with either Fox or with Fox, and she wanted the show, and she said, hey, let's go with him because he's good and I like work with him. Mm-hmm. And they kind of enticed him in. But the thing that I don't like about this episode, these two episodes, was these weren't the pilot. He shot a pilot.
Wait a second. Just stop everything. Did you just tell me that we have not seen the pilot, that again, that we are watching a series out of order that is Joss Whedon on Fox? Did you just tell me that? Is that what you just said?
No.
Oh my God, I'm about to be on fire.
He gave him a pilot. An extended, like 90 minute or 2 hour pilot, but you know, 40 or 60 minute pilot, and said, here you go. And they're like, well, it doesn't have this and it doesn't have that. And there, if you look, there have been no operatives doing anything but Eliza in the last two episodes. I mean, walking in costume, walking out in costume, you know, showering, which is, boy, that's great to see people showering, behind the screen.
I think they're still under some sort of spell to where, hey, if we put a hot chick on TV and...
We get a hot chick on television, these people will be right for it. And I'm like going, not really, no. Have you seen a Terminator? Have you watched this? You know, it's amazing. It's a Terminator show without Terminators in it. And it's quite shocking in how they're able to not really do anything with that.
Are you talking about Terminator?
I was talking about Terminator.
They do have Terminators.
Yeah, so but they often? Don't really destroy things much, do they?
What show have you watched? Yeah, they blow up stuff every damn episode, pretty much.
Let me rephrase that. They managed to do it without being Terminators. They walk around, they kill some people, and
yeah,
things blow up.
Yeah, but the chick in the latest episode, Garbage Lady, what was her name? I have a girl crush on the chick Terminator.
Yeah.
I forget her name right quick. Shirley Manson. She terminated her hands and was killing people and stuff. Sure, she didn't fully turn, but
yeah.
Hey, they don't have that much of a budget, but I'm impressed. I like
see,
it.
Yeah, they're able to do it with less and less and less and less and less. I mean, like those first. What was it, six episodes? There were just Terminators all over the place. It's like, yeah, this is going to be neat. This is going to be good. And this is like, now we're...
All we see is Sarah Connor. All we see is Sarah Connor getting beat up every fucking week, and that's...
And look depressed. Depressing. Yeah, it's like, okay, yeah, I know it's not going to be, happiness and light, and yeah, it's going to be, it's going to be not so good, and maybe... like that. But, I mean, come on, people. Something.
I can't wait for Eureka to come back because that's the happy, shiny show.
That's a good, happy, shiny show. I'm sorry.
It's shiny, dude. It's shiny.
I'm sorry. I brushed my teeth today and I can't do anything with my mouth. It's a shiny, happy show. And that's good. I like that. I like Eureka. Eureka's a good mix, though,
Yeah, and, I love that show. I can't wait. I got a ringtone. Look at me. Eureka ringtone.
Eureka ringtone.
But, yeah, I am a little tired of the dark shows. I'm bored with it. We're doing dark right now in real life, so let's have something nice.
Yeah. Please.
It's like when everything was happy and we were doing stuff, it was okay to have dark because it was like, oh my God, this is dark, this is new, this is different. Now every show is depressing and,
everything is depressing.
We need a break.
No, I agree with you that we definitely need, at least, even if it's a dark and depressing subject, just a light touch to it. I mean, Buffy was a perfect example of that. We had a really intense, very, very, not so good of a premise in that, you know, school
but
is hell.
But it was really funny.
And it was funny as hell. It was so funny. Angel the same way. Angel was a little bit darker.
It, but it was funny.
It came with
Firefly,
the funny.
Firefly, Dollhouse, not
20
funny.
Times funny. Dollhouse, not funny. This is true.
Because Joss, when he
you know what
gets
it is
in there,
with Dollhouse?
What?
I don't think it's funny. I think it's ironic.
I don't care.
You don't want irony. I, don't I tried I just, irony. I was the last person I used to use irony. It's not good.
Yeah, I don't.
It just didn't sell.
No, I'm not.
But no, no,
I definitely
agree there.
So what you watching next? Knight Rider. What you gonna watch?
I'm watching Knight Rider. I'm really liking the car. I hate that show.
Dude, this is the truth. I watched 1 minute of the pilot and turned it off.
I didn't watch the pilot, but I was flipping by, and because it's like, okay, Knight Rider, fine. So I was flipping through the channels. When I was a kid in the 80s, I didn't watch Knight Rider because it was
what
like,
the hell is wrong with, what type of parents did you have? Jeez, come on.
No, dude, I used to turn it on and go, what the hell is this?
It's a talking car.
So I grew up in the early 70s or late 70s with Herbie the Love Bug.
Oh,
I think Herbie the Love Bug is a much more sophisticated automobile than the Knight Industries 2000.
You know what?
That's just going to happen.
What? You know,
but I don't like.
No, I need to. I'm shutting this podcast down right now because you are tripping.
Well, no, but I mean. Let me just finish. Yeah, I don't watch Knight Rider.
What did you like?
I don't watch Knight Rider.
What the?
I watch. Well, you ran down all the shows you watched the other day. But
oh, okay,
I watch
okay.
House. I watch Big Bang Theory. I
Ooh.
Love it.
Once
so
I catch
fun.
Up on that, we'll have to talk about that because I'm not caught up.
Okay. All right.
But I love that show. I just have so
I
much to
I love that show
do.
A lot. Yeah.
You know what I'm making for class? I'm making a freaking alien head. Shoe.
I'm sorry, an alien head shoe?
Yes. An art.
An alien shoe with a head on it. A
like
shoe.
The Aliens, the movie. Head shoe. And that's the show. Thanks for listening. To comment on the show, go to scifipartyline.com or email me at fancyfembot@gmail.com. To leave your thoughts via voicemail, give me a call at 206-203-2289. If you want to join in the next episode or have a show that you want to talk about, just find me under the username of FancyFembot on Skype, Twitter, MySpace, or Facebook, or just go to FancyFembot.com. You can also find this podcast on iTunes. Again, thanks for listening, and see you at the party next time.